ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am going to be doing my best to fill in for Melody today. Now, obviously, I can't do what Melody does, folks. She is an expert when it comes to precious metals and economics. I do the best I can to fill in for her. She wouldn't take the day off. I didn't ask why. She certainly has earned it. Melody Seastrom is a hard-working lady, and she deserves some time off once in a while, so don't begrudge a little bit of time off. I know you don't. But I would highly suggest, as I do every night on my program, I'm on the air, that you call her and you ask her about what you can do to protect some of your financial assets and your future by some pro with precious metals at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and talk to Melody. But now let's get into Marcus. It's kind of big news here today, as far as I can tell, Marcus. Now, folks, I'm not an expert in this. Bear with me as I try to get this done. This is big news, actually. I don't know if you know it or not, but Trump just imposed another 10% tariff on China's goods at over $300 billion or more, starting the 1st of September, folks, just a month away. Now, the stock market was a little bit wild today. We'll get that in a minute, but it's just amazing how it fluctuated because of that. It's just up and down like you wouldn't believe. But gold and silver, it's amazing. Gold lost ground and made it back. I mean, it just seems like maybe finally the so-called market and the dollar, so-called dollar, worthless dollar, is not affecting gold like it used to. Looks like gold, now folks, again, this is new to me, looks like gold closed at $1,442, but it dropped down to $1,400, a little bit less than $1,400 today, back up to $1,442. The high was $1,445.90. So you see, gold is still gaining ground every day, no matter what the market's doing. I think that's a sign that maybe, perhaps, gold's going to break through this barrier. Now, they may knock it down again, but folks, gold is up over 300% since the early 1990s, so think about that. Silver, still by golly hanging in there. It's at $1,630 for silver. Platinum was $853. That's up about 1%. Palladium took kind of a hit, and I would assume, because I was talking to Melody today, that this is a manufacturing metal. It's not like gold. This is a manufacturing metal. And it dropped $89, folks. It's down to $14.11. It took a pretty good hit. Rhodium was down a few bucks. It's $3,400. So the metals markets are kind of mixed, except for gold and silver, still edging up. Now, I've said this many times in the past, so I'll say it again. If you would have bought gold 5-6 months ago, you got it for $1,107 an ounce. Now it's $1,442. Think about what you could have had with an investment of a few thousand dollars. I mean, really, I'm not just telling you that. You can figure it out for yourself. This is not rocket science. But everything is so unsteady. I mean, they went to China for a meeting, and it lasted 24 hours, and they were, I guess, were kicked out. They left with nothing going on, and the market's really, I mean, the stock market was up 300. Then dropped almost 200, I think, like 160 points. A 500-point drop from its high. Please let that sink in, because this obviously things are unsteady, and nothing has seemed for a while to phase the market. But I promise you, folks, that can't go on forever. It will tail. It will tail. The U.S. dollar index, dollar was 95.86, up one as a minus down 1%, and the crude oil is $55.28 a barrel. It was down about 6% if I read this right. So, again, I'm not good at this. So if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But I'm doing the best I can. The Dow was, like I said, down 294.32. NASDAQ 69.28. S&P 29.01. And they were all down. So, and the market was said all down was 300 points with a 500-point actual drop from the beginning. So the Dow took a huge hit. And we need to consider this. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with this. I just know that the world's economies, the world's governments, everything in the world is so unsteady now. It's so, I guess you say, iffy. Anything could happen at any time, anywhere in the world. And that should be a concern for all of us, obviously, because we are living in a time when we have no real money, when governments are going broke, and the only way that they know how to exist is to raise taxes, which again puts a burden on all of us. And we'll discuss some of this a little bit later on in the program, wars and rumors of wars. It's uncertainty and fear. And I know I don't want to talk about fear. People say, well, you're a Christian, you shouldn't fear. I live in this world. I have a wife to support. I try to help with my grandchildren from time to time. I have bills to pay like everybody else does. I do. So yes, it bothers me. It concerned me. That's why I planned for the future. And years ago, started buying a few little bit of precious metals. I planned for the future because I did pay off everything I owed 17 years early. Thank God for that. Praise God for that. But I'm just letting you know that this is what's happening right now. The fluctuation in the market is remarkable. That down, I said, almost 500 points total down in the market. You see, they don't show that on the paper. It shows 260 because it was up 300, then come down 200 some, so a 500 point drop. And people need to think about that. So this is kind of, in a way, breaking news, because with Trump imposing a new tariff, we'll discuss some things that's going to bring forth here in a little bit, because this is going to make a difference. Folks, it's making a difference already. People are nervous. Jobs, a lot of jobs are shaky. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them are shaky. And many, many people are losing their jobs and being laid off. Again, we'll get that more later on, but this is something we need to think about. What if we all would have known the truth 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago? As I did know, some of us started buying a few metals, precious metals. What if we would have planned back then? What if we would have started planning to buy gold in 1971 when it was 35 cents an ounce? $35 an ounce, not 35 cents, $35 an ounce. What if we would have bought it back then? $35 an ounce. Bought what we could of it and watched it go up to over $1,400. Think on that, okay? I don't know when our lifetime's going to be up. I'll be 71 next month, 7th of next month. I don't expect I got a lot more years on Earth. I don't know how old you are. But whether you think 5 years or 10 years, 20 years, investing in precious metals is the way to go. Again, 800-375-4188. Call and talk to Melody tomorrow and ask her about what's going on there. Now, I wouldn't feel right if I didn't mention the debates last night. It would be nasty if I said I don't give a hoot. Either way, that sound nasty. No, I didn't watch them. Matter of fact, CNN said it suffers a big rating drop because they're the one that played them. People are losing their interest in watching socialists and communists debate each other and watching the same type of nonsense on the Republican side when they run. But this is unbelievable stuff, folks. We have socialists. They call socialists middle of the road now. Yeah, socialists are middle of the road, like Biden. Communists are, they call them communists because they're so far out of the picture, even to the further to the left, like Bernie, that people just have a hard time digesting what they're saying. But what the sad part is, people are listening. The sad part is that we have a homosexual running for office and actually getting applauded with his statements. That's a sad, sad, damning statement for a nation. No, I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to waste my time with my grandson who visits from Colorado. I'm going to waste my time watching something as nonsensical and as useless as the Democratic debates for president. I'm not going to vote for any of them anyway. I just don't care. I'm not going to watch them. I do care, but I'm not going to watch them. But it's China's imports from U.S. Now listen, China's imports from U.S. plunged 31% in June amid tariff war. See, this goes two ways. I'm not disagreeing with the tariff. That's not what I'm doing. But understand, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It can go either way. U.S.-Chinese trade has weakened since President Trump started hiking tariffs last year on goods from China in a fight over Beijing's technology ambitions. Containers are piled up at a port in Qingdao in East China's Shandong province. China's imports from the United States plunged 31.4% in June from a year earlier amid a tariff war with Washington, while exports to the U.S. market sank 7.8%. This says that the trade deficit has widened by 3% to $29.9 billion, almost $30 billion trade deficit difference, to their good. Now, if they're not buying our goods, over 30% dip in the goods, if they're not buying our goods, that means other manufacturers aren't selling those goods. Is that what, that's what it means, right? Yet if we're, we bought from them about less than 8% less than what we did last year. So the markets are not even here. 31% versus 8%, and almost a $30 billion deficit. The tariffs are making a difference. I would assume some good, but I also see some hurt on this. So when you think about these things and weigh them out together, you should understand that unsteady is a very small word to use in such a big mess. Unsteady is, there's no word I know to use to describe what this nation is like right now, economically and every other way. But it says U.S. manufacturing slipped in July. ISM index fell to 51.2 last month. It's the lowest reading in nearly, about 3 years. So if everything is booming so well, why is manufacturing slipping? I mean, think about it. If it's an anemic global growth, it's the whole world's anemic now financially. And trade tensions are just getting worse and worse. And other tensions are getting worse and worse. War tensions, if you want to put it that way. We'll discuss that in a minute, like I said. But I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I just want to tell you to look at the picture, what's happening. You know, we need to quit putting on rose-colored glasses and pretend like nothing's happening. And act like everything's just fine, everything's just hunky-dory. There's no problems anywhere in the world. We're all just going to live happily ever after and go from there. But I talked to fellow Christians who see this happen. Matter of fact, they show me things happening. They bring it to my attention. Then I show them scripture. Tell them where it's all at. And they think, well, yeah, but that's happened before. But not on this scale. There was never a time before in history whenever a war could affect so many nations with such far-reaching weapons that could do so much destruction. Never in the history of the world. So understand this is fulfilling prophecy. I missed a break. So understand that this is for real stuff, and it actually is kind of scary. And jobless rates climbed last week. It's still near a historically low, but it rose. And thank God there's some jobs still out there. The jobless rates just means that more people are looking for work. The claims increase, so they're out of work. And I don't know how to put this any other way. You know, somebody once said that a recession is when you're out of work. A depression is when I'm out of work. So a lot of people right now are looking at this as a recession. I'm looking at it as a depression. When your power bill comes due, you don't have the money. When the children's school starts and you can't buy school supplies. When your auto insurance is due and you can't buy automobile insurance. Whatever it may be, your health insurance, doctor bills, I don't know what it may be, whatever it is, your power bills, your phone bills, all come due once a month. And if you can't pay them, it has to put stress on you. By the grace of God and by the grace of God only, I don't have that problem like I used 2 years ago. Not wealthy by any means. But thank God I can at least keep up the bills, although it's pretty tough once in a while. But many people are not. When you lose your earnings, when you lose your income, and you're going to draw probably a third of what you do, what you draw normally on unemployment. If you can barely make it working full time, how are you going to make it not working at all? While you can make it, you might want to plan for the future. Put back something for hard times ahead just to be safe. You know, I look at it this way. I for years have my wife and I, and I grew up in the country here in West Virginia. When I grew up, my mom canned everything. We would pick berries. She'd make strawberry and blackberry preserves. It was so good. We stored all we could out of our garden. We did everything we could to supply our own supplies in case something would happen in the wintertime. Maybe the work slowed down, Dad and Mom couldn't afford a lot at the store. They had food in the cellar they saved up from the gardens and picking berries and whatever else we could do to keep things working the way they should and feed our bellies. Well, for years, Marcia and I, I've raised gardens with three sons at home. She would can everything she'd get her hands on. I remember how good she felt when she heard those cans go, which means they had sealed. I remember her listening to that sound. It made her feel so good that the jars of food had sealed and they were going to be good for years to come. I mean, it just made you feel good. And that's what we're taught to do in scriptures to prepare for the future. Now, a lot of us maybe can't can food, but I hope that you are storing some kind of food when you can. But financially, you also need something to fall back on that you can make, that's liquid, that you can maybe sell back to a dealer, have some cash in your hand to pay what's necessary. This is all common sense, God-given common sense, that we need to think about as time goes on. Because as an article I just read here too, that families go deep in debt. Now listen to this. Just to stay in the middle class. The wages stall but cost haven't. So people increasingly rent or finance what their parents might have owned outright. The American middle class is falling deeper into debt to maintain a middle class lifestyle. You know, folks, I mean, let's face it, most of us got used to cars and houses and, you know, decent medical care. And some save for our children's college funds. So it's getting tougher to maintain. Not get ahead. To maintain. It's called inflation. It's called fiat currency. It's called robbery. It's called usury, which is a deadly sin in the scriptures. Most folks don't know this, but the banks, when they were first established, could not charge interest on loans. They could not charge usury because usury was against the word of God. Still is. They would charge a flat fee for processing the loan, but they could not charge usury on the loan. Boy, has that changed. And they couldn't loan out more than they had in assets in the bank. Today, at the last I heard, it's 10-1 what they have in the bank they can loan out. All that done on paper, all done on computer, all with the click of a button. No real money changes hands, not even paper money. They just put a digit in your checking account and there's the money. You take it and you write a check pick up a car or whatever you're going to buy. No money changes hands. It's a magic trick, and it works so far. Not even paper money changes hands. Matter of fact, you went to the bank and tried to withdraw a certain amount of money, you'd first have to probably report the IRS. Let's say you had a life savings of $50,000 you wouldn't draw it out of the bank. I just about guarantee your bank doesn't have $50,000 in stock. Back at the break, talk more about that.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, this is Pastor Rich Paul Fielding from Melody Cederstrom, and I know I can't do what she does, so don't stone me. Just pray for me, okay? And I want to take phone calls, too, by the way. And the last segment, if you want to call and talk to me, you can call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. By the way, I just had a prayer request brought to my attention by my wife, brought back in the studios with me. This, you don't know them, I'm sure, but some very, very dear friends of ours, Glenn and Norma Wiley. Glenn, in the last few years, has come down with a pretty serious situation with Alzheimer's. Glenn is 78 years old, I'm guessing. He fell and broke four ribs in his hip. He's in surgery right now, and Norma and Glenn have been close friends of ours for years. Please, if you would, you prayer warriors, keep them in prayer, please, that our Father will heal Glenn, but most of all, will give them the peace of knowing that he's still on the throne. It's Glenn and Norma. Please remember that prayer request, okay? But back to what I was saying. Again, we'll take a phone call next to the last segment. Please, call and love to talk to you. 844-769-2944. But I said, families go in debt. Use credit cards. Borrow money to maintain a lifestyle, which means that they're not maintaining it. I know we all have something that's very dangerous. We might want to call it pride or just the idea we can't really change because we don't want to. We're used to this, used to that. But when things get tougher, sometimes you got to cut back on the budget. You got to cut back on things that you thought you wanted to do and used to do. Going in debt will not fix your being broke problem. I mean, the only one can do that about what's the federal government or the state government. We can't do that. You'll not have to maintain and pay your bills. So going in debt to maintain a lifestyle, folks, is cutting your own throat and bringing yourself in a deeper hole. I know I've seen people do that. I know I have. I've talked to them personally. There were tens of thousands of dollars in debt on credit cards. Oh, my. That's really a shame. And I say this humbly because I'm certainly not all that intelligent myself, but I would think that anyone would have enough intelligence not to go in debt to maintain debt. I would like to think that. It's just common sense. But trucking outfits are getting hit pretty hard. Crystal works in the office of me in our ministry. And by the way, if you don't hear our program, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Monday through Wednesday on 6115, and on some places online, and you can listen on the phone line too, you're missing some good broadcasts, I think, because not just because I'm on there, but because I have guests on. They're excellent guests. But 8 o'clock p.m., 8 to 9 Eastern, Monday through Wednesday, I'm on 6115 shortwave. If you'll call the office at 800-777-4403, I'll tell you how to find out how to listen online or on the phone, 800-777-4403. Again, the number to call us on the air next segment is 844-769-2944. But a company in California called Terrell Transportation of Livermore, California, shut its doors unexpectedly July 30th. The company had been in business for 25 years, folks. Customer Manny Brondell, president of Brandell Brothers Incorporated, said that three of his trucks arrived at Terrell on July 30th to drop off his shipment and were turned away. Kevin Terrell, president of Terrell Transportation, did not respond to FreightWave's questions. We did get an email from one of the receiving clerks basically apologizing that they couldn't receive our trucks because they were ceasing operations. Now, I don't know how many people work there, but 25 years of operation. And boom, the door shut. Now, this is not the first truck outfit to do this. Maintaining the trucks and expenses are outstandingly expensive. I mean, there's no way to explain the cost because I've never done that. But I had a friend of mine who was in it to the point he finally went under. Went under with it. And then dead up his eyeballs right now trying to work his way out of it. But it's expensive. So when they have to start cutting rates just to be competitive, after a while you only cut so long and you're done. You start losing money, you can't keep going. So, Terrell Transportation, I live in Livermore, California, shuts its doors after 25 years. Now, unfortunately, trucking outfits and businesses can't raise money to recoup by raising rates, or they will lose the business. But not that way with the government. The middle class is overtaxed. The middle class is being wiped out in New Jersey. Residents flee in droves. See, governments raise taxes. Yeah, people leave. I understand they do. Then they raise us to bring up the gap on that. That's just what governments do. Folks, understand this. Government is a parasite. Governments produce nothing. At best, they give you a service. But they produce nothing. They are a parasite feeding on a healthy body until that body is bled dry. That's what governments are. Always have been, always will be. Governments that don't maintain a godly standard turn into parasites to destroy the people that they live off of. They become tyrants. They turn it into a police state. That's what governments do. This is nothing new. This has been going on in the world ever since the world's been here. But it says, in addition to the already sky-high federal tax that we all are forced to pay, those in New Jersey are struggling to make enough money to live under the state, after the state also steals the cut of their income. The SALT, state and local tax cap, has hit high tax states like New York, California, and New Jersey particularly hard because the states steal a higher portion of the individual's income. As a result, affected residents have begun to move to other states, a trend that experts expect to accelerate. You know what the sad part of it is? You move to other states, and by the grace of God, maybe you find one's better. It's one of the reasons I stay right here in good old Podunk, West Virginia, or a backward state. And by the way, this past quarter, looks like the state did better financially than any other state in the country, which has got to be a first for us. But overall, on average, we're much cheaper a place to live than most places. Some things are higher, some things are lower. But so far, they haven't taxed us out of our home. You know, I just say they run, they got someplace to go. But eventually, all governments will bleed their people dry until they end up owning the land that people live on. And the banksters and all their cartel work hand in hand to cause this. This is what happens. This is a natural tendency. This is a natural as a cat killing a mouse. Even if it wasn't hungry, they still kill mice. That's what they're bred to do that. That's their instincts. Government's instinct is to survive no matter what the cost. No matter who it hurts. Governments are trained to survive, and that's what they do. That's what they do. They've done that now for hundreds and thousands of years. Now, this was kind of disappointing. You know that President Trump is going to give the farmers a break because of the tariffs. They lost monies. This is sad. Bulk of Trump's U.S. farm aid goes to biggest and wealthiest farmers. The bulk of the farm aid goes to the ones who need it the least. Highlighting an uneven distribution of the bailout, which was designed to help offset effects of the U.S.-China trade war, the Environmental Working Group said that the top 1% of aid recipients received an average of more than $180,000, while the bottom 80% were paid less than $5,000 in aid. The top 1% received $180,000. The bottom 80% received $5,000. The EWG, a Washington-based nonprofit, said it obtained data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture through Freedom of Information Act request for its research, the results of which could not be independently verified. Said this is by Reuters, but Reuters has now verified it, that the top 1% received $180,000, while the little guys, 80%, got about $5,000 in aid. I don't know how much it costs y'all to live them up. You can imagine having to feed animals, run machinery, and pay other bills. How far would $5,000 go? That's something to think about, isn't it? And the ones that need the most got the least. I just sit back and marvel at that. I mean, it's just a sad situation. But that's what it is today. And as I watch this happening, and I see this coming together, and watch people struggle, and people, I don't know if we don't understand this, but farmers feed us. There was a time in America that the farmers of this land fed the world. Oh yeah, that's true. Not that long ago, back in the 50s, early 60s, American farmers fed the world. And now we import food. We can't even feed ourselves. Is that not the sign of a decaying nation? Especially the economy of a nation? When farmers can't make enough to raise crops to feed the hungry, is that not a sign of a nation that's on its last leg, so to speak? Oh, my people. I don't know why we aren't jumping and moving in the right direction for ourselves. We can't change the government. We can certainly look out for ourselves and our families. I would like to think we do that. I really would like to see it happen. This next article, in a way, is some good news. Procter & Gamble loses $5 billion following woke Gillette ad campaign. You remember when they come out with ads making fun of men and men's masculinity? Remember that Gillette now? I mean, really, Procter & Gamble makes Gillette razor blades, and I will never buy another Gillette product or Procter & Gamble product as long as I live. P&G is out of scope of what I buy. Forget it. It ain't going to happen. But Procter & Gamble has reported a net loss of $5.24 billion, prompting a speculation as to whether a boycott of the company's Gillette shaving products after the divisive woke, W-O-K-E, ad campaign hit the company's bottom line. The ad, entitled We Believe, was released in January. It asked men to shave their toxic masculinity while blaming an entire gender for the actions of a small percentage of sexual abusers, rapists, and perverts. The last commercial, folks, showed a dad showing his transgender son how to shave. A dad, a black man, and his black son, shown his transgender son, a boy that wanted to be a girl, how to shave with Gillette products to look more feminine. Do you care? Do you support Procter & Gamble? Do you support Gillette? If you do, you're destroying your children's future. If we reward the evil will keep growing. You see, these companies don't care about what we think. They care about the bottom line. When it hits their wallets, they start paying attention. And Procter & Gamble no different. If we will start standing up and saying we're not going to buy their products, and I think we'll find out that they may think twice before they make fun of God's creation and real men who want to be men. I don't know. I can't imagine how it would be to be a sissy man. I believe me. You ask my wife. I'm easy to get along with most time. I love my wife. I got a fantastic wife. I spoil her rotten. But I'm not a sissy man. I will not tolerate this idea that I have a feminine side somewhere. I looked one time when I got out of the shower and I couldn't find it, so I know it's not there. It's insanity. It's destroying our families. It's destroying our culture. It's destroying a moral basis of a nation. And Procter & Gamble with their Gillette products took a stab at it. And it cost them over $5 billion. Let's say it cost them $50 billion. Folks, make a pledge to yourself that you're not going to buy any more P&G products, especially Gillette. Think about that. Now, back to the war news. I hope that you'll take time sometime, even if you're not a Christian, to read Matthew 24. You're going to find out things there that a lot of folks don't want to even talk about. And, you know, well, they're afraid it's going to, you know, it's Bible, and you don't want to talk Bible. It may offend somebody. And You know what I'm talking. You heard that before. You know, you don't want to say anything that may cause people to feel uncomfortable. Well, you know, did you know that in California, since July, I believe 9th, since July 9th, there have been 80,000 earthquakes in California since July 9th. Now, they weren't all big ones, obviously. But the small ones are causing the fracture of the earth to get closer to the fault lines, the big fault lines. 80,000 since July 9th. Matthew 24, read it for yourself. Also Matthew 24. There'll be wars, rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. That word nation, by the way, means ethnos or race. Race against race, R-A-C-E, race, like in blacks and whites and whatever. But the video here shows Iran warning a warship not to interfere in seizure of oil tanker. Now listen to this. This released Monday. It shows Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces warning a British warship not to interfere as they seized a UK-flagged oil tanker in the Straits of Hormuz early this month. The video released on Iranian state media shows Iranian commandos rappelling onto the deck of the Sena Imperial July 19th in a critical commercial shipping waterway. A Revolutionary Guard representing tells the warship, "You are required not to interfere in these issues." The SOE then replies, "This is the British warship Foxtrot 236. I am in the vicinity of an internationally recognized strait with a merchant vessel in my vicinity conducting transit passage," the British voice says. Yes, folks, and that's old news. I realize that. But do you see how it's starting to maybe get a little bit more serious? When you have Iranian guards circling warships and telling them to stop, it sounds kind of serious to me. And now China has put forces, military forces, on Hong Kong's border. So the White House officials are monitoring escalation. Now, I want to share this because this is very important. I might not get through it with this break. I'll finish and get back. The White House is monitoring the sudden congregation of Chinese forces at the border with Hong Kong, according to reports, following another night of unrest and crisis between protesters and police. A senior U.S. official briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity, said a number of units had gathered, but it is unclear if they are security police or part of China's military. It comes as Beijing accused the United States of inciting the increasingly unruly protests. And folks, the United States is involved in this protest. The United States is inciting this protest. You mark my words. It says, it comes as Beijing accused the United States of inciting an increasingly unruly protest in Hong Kong, which began 2 months ago over a proposed extradition bill that could see citizens sent to the mainland. And I don't blame for that. I do not blame them for that. I don't blame them for that. Since then, demonstrations have evolved into a statement against Beijing's influence in operation of the relatively autonomous region. Bloomberg cites the White House official as saying the U.S. is watching China's mainland border maneuvers. Reports of the gathering of forces has sparked panic among Hong Kong locals on social media. Now, okay, if they do have troops there, and they do go into Hong Kong, what are we going to do as a nation? What's our move? What do we do? What will we do? There was a contract written that Hong Kong would go back to China past a certain date. You know that. China honored that. They honored it. They didn't ask for it back until the time was up. What will we do? Back at the break. Call if you like.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All righty, folks, we are back, and phone lines open if you want to call and talk to us. And by the way, this program is on the air now between 4 and 5 in the afternoon Eastern. So don't call tonight at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. No one will be there to take your call. So if you call, if you listen at 8 o'clock tonight, don't bother calling because I won't be here. But if you listen right now between 4 and 5 Eastern, you can call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Waiting for your phone calls, you want to talk to me. But like I said, it's live right now between 4 and 5 Eastern, between 8 and 9 tonight Eastern. This will be a recorded broadcast, so please don't try to call then. You'll be wasting your time. But back to the comments about China and the forces. And I say this humbly. What will we do if China does go in? Are we going to attack China? You think it would be wise to attack China if they go into Hong Kong? Especially when they had the treaty that said they wouldn't go in to a certain day, and they honored that. I don't know. You figure it out. What do you think? Hey, the line's open. 844-769-2944. But it's getting so bad now. It's getting so bad now that the Pentagon wants to start enlisting 16-year-olds. And it'll be boys and girls both, I'm sure. It doesn't say that, but I'm sure it will be, because now girls are equal. But it says... The Pentagon is desperate. Far too many millennials are criminals. Now listen, this is so sad. They can't even find men of legal age that aren't criminals, 18 and above. They can't find them criminals. That is a decaying nation when you can't even find enough young people that aren't criminals to get in the military. That is a sad statement for a society. The Pentagon is desperate. Far too many millennials are criminals, so luring them to become the latest crop of bullet stoppers for the state is a non-starter. Solution? Recruit 16-year-olds. Most have not yet graduated. One more time. Most have yet graduated to petty and violent crime, although a lot of them are in video game training for a future of violence and a self-destructive stupidity. Now, let me repeat that. Solution? Recruit 16-year-olds. Most have yet graduated to petty and violent crime and have not yet graduated, although a lot of them are in video game training for a future of violence and self-destructive stupidity. Oh, my people. Are we that insane? 16-year-olds, because they can't find enough people to volunteer or even to draft, they aren't criminals. I mean, think about that. Just let that sink in a minute. That is so, so sad. Let's take a phone call from New York. Let's talk to Neil. Neil, welcome. Come on in, sir.
Hi, Butch. Good to talk to you. I like
thank
you a lot.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Constantly I hear things about fiat currency, right?
Yep.
On your show especially. What I seldom see is why we have fiat currency, and I'd like to offer my reason, if I could.
Okay. Sure.
The reason basically is socialism. Socialism needs huge amounts of money. So how do they do it? They create fiat currency so they can have fiscal irresponsibility. The second thing that socialism needs is massive taxation, another source of revenue. And they do that, and what happens? It means the average person has less money, disposable income. It also means the products they buy is higher because the industry itself is being taxed higher. So you wind up with an interesting state here. And the third thing that comes, and this is, I think, important because we talk about tariffs and everything, in order to compensate that, in order to allow these things to be tolerated by the public, we need slave labor. We need those cheap products from overseas. And I love to tell socialists that they really are endorsing slave labor when they buy these products, and it's the reason that we can establish socialism's country. If we didn't have slave labor, socialism would not exist in this country. I tell everybody this. What do you think of that?
That's very true, and that's a very good point, a very good point. You're right. They have to finance socialism. They can't do it with real money. When they took gold out of the dollar back in the 30s and brought in Social Security and finally destroyed the dollar and took the silver out, that's a very good point. So now they're free to print, not coin, print all they want to cover their debts, so to speak.
Yep. And so when I hear the word trade war, I get very upset when I hear this trade war. What's a trade war? The United States right now is having its financial jugulars slit by this nonsense. We have a massive trade deficit. This isn't a trade war. This is us defending ourselves, and it just amazes me. And I understand, you know, some people are being hurt by it now, but ultimately, if we have trade wars, if we set up tariffs again, we can at least bring something back to this country, but it will require the reduction of socialism for it to be established.
That's true. Well, you know, if we would go back to a sound financial system again, that would really hurt. That would really hurt the whole country. The only thing we do is just write off the debt and start over again. I know that
we
don't want to hear
that. Socialism basically is like heroin. The more you
have it, is.
The more you need, and if you ever take off it, they go through withdrawal, and that's the problem.
Well, you know, I read a statement here that I want to show you very quickly and find it. You know what a conundrum is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's something that's puzzling and confusing. Well, I read this, I thought that's pretty good. It says, seems we constantly hear about how Social Security is going to run out of money, but we never hear about welfare or food stamps run out of money. What's interesting is the first group worked for the money, but the second didn't.
Yep.
So
and
think about it.
Oftentimes we hear people pawning off Social Security as being an entitlement. It's not.
Because no, it is not.
The person is paying into it, and also your employer is paying into it.
If they would give me back all I paid and what was paid in my Social Security system plus 10% interest, I'll take it in a lump sum.
That'll never happen. You know that.
No, that's not going to happen. But good point, Neil. Anything else?
That's it. I just wanted to call, and I wish you lived around here because we'd be good friends. I'm sure of that. I live in New York, land of taxes, and, you know, but it's good to hear from you.
Well, you come on down here and wish Gene, we'll learn you how to talk right and everything.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Folks, you want to talk to me, I'd love to hear from you. That was a great call. Very good point. Thank you, Neil. 844-769-2944. Move on to other issues here. I guess you, of course, know that new Prime Minister Johnson of England says he wants to get out of Brexit, and he's willing to do it without a deal to do it. He's willing to just pull out and let chips fall where they may. Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if you're really going to do it or not. But he's ready to just say, okay, forget it. We're not going to give you a divorce. We're just leaving. So we'll see. Now he's trying to get the people that want to do that, they want out, to take the, you know, just to say go with him and say nobody's going to leave, and we'll let that go where it wants to go. I never was for the European Union. I thought it was stupid to start with. That's proven to be so. But it has accomplished its goal. It's broken the European Union economically. It's opened the borders up to this. It's taken away the culture of Europe. It's destroyed Europe's culture, folks. It truly has. Crime in the streets has risen unbelievably. Oh, yeah. But now it's happening in the United States also. Please don't think that Trump had any idea of cutting back on immigration. I know he talked about it. That was his promises. But his record numbers coming across right now, it's going to get much worse. There's a reason for that. Let's go back to where that call come from. Let's go back to, I think, New York again. I'm not sure. Let's talk to Ivan. Ivan, come on in.
Yeah, how you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well, sir.
Yeah. Now, I just want to make a quick comment. I didn't watch the news earlier, but I understand they are putting another trade against China.
Tariffs,
well,
China. 10%
you know,
starting
trade wars precede shooting wars. it was always in the past, and it will be, I'm sure in the future.
Well, it's patient with as long as they have without doing it. You know, it's kind of like you have a baby, that sucks on a pacifier. Well, that's good when they're 6 months old. But if you don't take it away by the time they're 6 years old, they're going to fuss harder when you take it away from them. You know what I'm saying? They've had too long. Same thing here.
Well,
same idea.
I agree. And what I'm afraid of that we are heading in that direction because... the situation, is starting to... The economy is not as strong as is being pretended,
Yes.
And the additional trade restriction on China will bring even further deterioration of the dollar and vis-a-vis other currencies and so on, as one. Secondly, of course, the sales and trade will be impacted heavily, particularly the farmers and manufacturers and so on.
Well, what if is always a good statement. If we hadn't become so involved as a world trader and kept our assets here and our production here, we wouldn't be in this mess, would we?
Absolutely not. I think it was done, this did not come overnight, This whole thing was festering for last 10 years or more,
Well, you heard Ross Perot say this 15, 20 years ago, that there'll be a great sucking sound, and he was right.
He was right. I wish we had Ross back,
me too.
To run as a third party, because I think he was the smartest of them all. He knew exactly what was going on.
What was going on? And he did.
But no one really listened to him, And
they thought he was a nut because he said he told the truth. The truth is scary. Anything else, sir? Anything else?
No, that's it. I just want to, because when I came upstairs, I was down, doing some other stuff, and I noticed that Dow was pretty good up, and now all of a sudden it's 280 points down.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
A drop of 500 points altogether, really. Well, thanks for the call, Ivan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pastor Butch, and have a good evening.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Folks, we've got about 5 minutes left. You want to call, you still have time at 844-769-2944. This next article says U.S. births are at a record low levels. Why aren't we asking why? Well, it really boils down to no reason why. In order to maintain population in worldwide, even here, you got to have 2.1 births per woman's lifetime. Now, 2.1, let's say, I don't know how you're going to get the 0.1. But we're not maintaining. That means less people to carry the tax burden and to pay for the financial needs of the elderly when they retire. Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, medical needs. There's going to come a time when they'll become considered useless eaters. They can't afford them. Let's give this, put them to sleep very peaceably. Folks, this has happened years ago in movies. They warned us about it. It's for real. Record low birth levels means that the older generations will have a hard time surviving, because they don't want them around sucking off the people's needs, their finances. And because there won't be enough people to do it. Now, maybe that doesn't concern you, but it should concern you. I don't care if you're 20 years old now or 80 years old. It concerns you. If you live long enough, you're going to be one of the elderly people one day. Also, I was told that years ago. I remember when 40 was old. I remember my dad turned 40 years old. I looked at my brother. I said, he must have been born back in 1800s. My dad was born in 1924. But to me, 40 years old was like, last century, it was 1800s. Now, 40 as a kid, I'm almost 71, so I understand how fast it goes by. Yes, folks, your life is a vapor, like the Bible says. It goes by very quickly. It just, it's going. It's going. So use it wisely. This is not a practice run. You don't get to do it again. This is what you get now. What you do now is all going to be here. What you do now is all going to matter. If you don't stand for what's right, do what's right for you, not just for your sake, but first of all for the glory of God, but also for your children and grandchildren. If you don't do what's right and plan for them and try to teach them the truths of God's word and how to run your life, their life every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, economically, if you don't teach them good habits now, they're going to have a terrible time ahead. And with the way things are looking now financially, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years, next 2 years, or next 1 year. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer, but I'm telling you this, that America, the whole world, but America's where I live, is going down in the sewer, just being sucked in and into a cesspool as fast as time will take it. And that people are still watching video games and ball games and not worrying about a thing, because after all, you know, why worry about it? Everything's okay, nothing's wrong. Just, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, don't just do your thing. That's the problem with America. We've lost our concern for our children's futures. We live now in what I call the Hezekiah syndrome. Read some time in the Bible about Hezekiah. Well, he was caught in a great sin, and Isaiah said, when you die, your children, you know, this is what's in your Bible, find it. When you die, your children are going to pay for your sins. Hezekiah's answer was, as long as there's peace in my time. What a selfish, self-centered, egotistical piece of trash. But that's America's idea today. That's American people today. I don't care about the future as long as there's peace in my time. It's a Hezekiah syndrome. Read it for yourself in the Bible, folks. It's a non-caring, non-committal, lackadaisical, very complacent, and compromising way to live. That's America today. By the grace of God, I will see you next Tuesday with Melody Houston. She wasn't here today, you know, but I did the best I could, folks. We do care. We do love you. Call Melody up and talk to her. Bye-bye.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.